number 16 from the Absolute Zero.
So we're going to read selected excerpts on the lesson about the Absolute Zero. Excerpt number 16 from Baal Salam's speech for the completion of the Zohar. The Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations, and other such doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated.
Anyone who's thinking, where am I here? What about me?
Anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from him and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said, let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, Tvekut with the Creator. This is what our sages said, let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, Tvekut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of Dvekut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. And at that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, as all his actions are to bestow and to benefit others. So you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others.
Meaning not to think about yourself, but to think about what's outside of you. And then, this way, when you're thinking about the external reality, meaning about the world, about the extent to which you're causing it to come closer to the Creator, to that extent you're bestowing to the Creator. So, what means are we building? What kind of means are we building in order not to think about ourselves, but so that all the thoughts will be focused outwards on what's outside of us? Please, this is the question. That I understand that this is how it's supposed to be, but it's very clear that I can't really do it. So what external means, undoubtedly these means do not exist in me. How can I focus? How can it help? What can help me focus outwards on what's outside of me, meaning the connection of the entire Kli, in order to make room for the Creator to reveal himself and enjoy? Go ahead.
To the Creator is what we do all the time, 3 hours every day.
Rob, how between us do we determine that thinking about yourself is something that's completely ruled out, that it's destroying us? It's like giving your worst enemy strength and thinking about the public, about what's outside of you, and through that to the Creator, that only this thought is to our benefit. How do we determine in society this direction, this inclination? That to think about yourself only about the basic things that you need, necessities, because you have no choice, and everything else in the direction of through strengthening the 10 to the Creator. Talk about the subject itself and you'll see how can we build it. Before, same thing here. Rav, How do I care for all the friends, for us to think together about what's outside of us and not about ourselves? How do I make sure that all of our thoughts will be focused on what's outside of us and not inwards? About ourselves. How can we help each other? That what a person's concerned with, that can help others. Please. What's the difference between thinking about our connection in the center of the ten or about the Creator? What's the difference in terms of the thought, in terms of the desire, in thinking about ourselves in the middle, in the center of the ten, or about the Creator?
Have to talk to him. Don't be ashamed to talk to him.
Rob, why is it that when one stops thinking about himself, caring about himself, that's called tzimtzum, restriction? How? After the tzimtzum, after I stop thinking about myself, can I start connecting with the friends in order to build the partsuf of the soul? How? After the tzimtzum, where I stop thinking about myself, I come out into the friends, and in our connection, I build the partsuf of my soul.
Automatic, the flow.
We'll keep reading from excerpt 31, Rabash Bet, letter 65. A person must decide that the Creator gives him a desire to annul towards him, not to let beneath him anything from his own desire, that all the desires will be to work for the glory of heaven. And when he decided in his heart on complete annulment, then he asks of the Creator that the Creator helps him take it out from force to practice. This means that although in the mind and the desire he sees that the body disagrees with annulling all his desires before the Creator, instead for his own sake he should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called a complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises to himself. He asks of the Creator to help him always be with his righteousness. Again, a person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not to leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it. This means that although in the mind and the desire, he sees that the body disagrees with him, annulling all his desires before the Creator, instead of for his own sake. He should pray to the Creator to help him want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called a complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises for himself. And he asks of the Creator to help him always be with his righteousness.
Shilot.
Questions?
Ken.
Yes.
How can a person reach a state that he decides for himself, not to think of himself?
When?
It says that a person has to reach a state that he decides on with himself.
Yes.
That he wants to annul to the Creator, not to think of himself. How can a person reach a decision like that by himself?
When he's helpless. Trouble comes to me, some pressure, a problem I cannot solve. Suppose that's something everyone can relate to and understand. And then I'm in a situation where I have nothing to do. The Creator closed me down from all directions. I have nowhere to run to. I'm better off dead than alive. That seemingly can be a solution. What should I do? Then I see that if I annul to this situation, to this state, simply do nothing except for annulling my desire before him. I'm not arranging anything, not doing anything. Rather, just like the Creator arranged this for me, he can solve it. What must I do? Only annul. So, from these situations, what I learn is annulment. Is this clear?
Are we supposed to wait for such states, demand them, to expect them?
Of course, we're not waiting for these states, but we're trying to learn from each and every state that exists. But if there's no choice, and the Creator brings a person to this state, as if everything falls on you, the whole world is falling on you, and you don't see how to come out of this situation. Where's the breakthrough? Where's this place you can run to? Nothing. And then he sends a thought to you. It is I who did this to you. I did this for you, to help you, so that you'll stop managing reality. Your work is to annul to the reality I have done. And then a person starts learning what it means to restrict, to start restricting himself.
It seems that according to the questions you asked, first of all, I have to reach a state where I don't think of myself.
And then you cannot not think of yourself. Here you're going not to ask about yourself because this is what saves you from the trouble. It's still, everything is still in order to receive. You're still running away. But you're still learning from it. How to come out of myself. How, out of lack of choice, the Creator teaches me this way. Later, I start learning from this, that this approach is the right approach in general. I gave you an example. It's not that this is the way everyone has to do.
But is there a fulfillment, something that fills me while it's happening? Could I have motivation to?
You, by deciding that it's not me managing the world, the Creator did this to me, and He has to show me the result by this, and my result is that I ascribe everything to Him, there's no less besides Him. By that, everything will be the good that does good, not for my own profit, it's for my spiritual advancement. And now, what I want to do is to be thankful for this difficult state that helps me to be in it, like that, like giving birth. Otherwise, we won't be able to come out of our ego. Unless you start working in a group, and in the group you start depicting all these difficult states compared to your will to bestow, you're trying to attain, you have your will to receive that doesn't let you, and then you depict reality on your own. This is what we call I awaken the dawn. Go right ahead. Okay. Yes. Was it Eyal?
About what you said, could this problem be envy, that I'm envious of the friends?
This also belongs to it. It can build the state. It's not envy itself. That's not the situation, but it can build the situation when I don't know where to run to. This envy conquers me and establishes the form of the prison in a way that I cannot come out of it. Yes? But you have to be in prison in any state.
That's clear, but it seems like there are two kinds of prisons. One prison is what you described earlier, like a trouble that falls upon me. And I'm trying to relate everything to the Creator and saying, okay, now I'm restricting it, help me, that on one hand. On the other hand, there's like the other prison of this envy that is more like what you said, that I awaken the dawn, something that we do between us.
That doesn't matter, you have to organize it, but this state of prison has to exist. Because if you're not in it, you won't address the Creator when He closes me down from all the different directions. Yes.
Jose from Mexico is asking, is the only desire a person has have to reach for the Creator to help him annul his other desires?
What do you mean by others? His other? Yes. Because when you say others, it can be he wants to annul the desires of others. That's something I always want to do, anyhow. So, okay?
The state you described it as if I'm thinking about myself, so I'm in separation. So to constantly not to think about what with me or only working with the friends?
Never. How does he write? A person must decide that he wants to give the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him, meaning not leave any desire under his authority, but all the desires in him will be only to give the glory of the Creator. This is what we read. This is what we read right now, right? Once he decided on complete annulment, he asked the Creator to help him execute it. This means that although in the mind and the desire he sees that the body disagrees with him annulling all his desires before the Creator instead of his own sake, he should pray to the Creator to help him. Of course, he'll see that he has more and more such thoughts and desires that don't agree with that. To help him, he should pray for his help, that the Creator will do it this way, that he'll want to annul before him, with all the desires leaving no desire for himself. Of course he'll have these kinds. Otherwise you won't need the Creator. This is called the complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises to himself, and he asks of the Creator to help him be with his righteousness. Meaning, don't be sorry about, no, I'm not able to overcome, I'm not able to build it all in a complete manner. On the contrary, it's the Creator who ruins your picture, so you'll need him. Clear, right? Okay. Please.
Lately, a lot of problems and trouble is dropping on me. So I reach a conclusion that I can't get out of them with my own forces. That my whole life I was counting on myself, and I know that I can get out of everything.
Yes.
And I reached the state lately that the problems and troubles that constantly fall upon me, it's already a state that I feel that only the Creator can help me, that I alone can.
So you're happy?
Well, less than happy, but...
Why is it less?
Less than the difficult issues that is appearing.
Not because they come from the Creator?
It's at such a pace that I feel can only come from the Creator.
So doesn't that make you happy?
It gives me a thought that I alone can't come out of it. This morning I woke up and said that me alone, I can't get out of all this mess.
Yes, and then? But so it's clear to you that it comes from the Creator. And it's clear to you that you cannot.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
I pray. Pray not for myself, pray for the friends, because that's what I learned here.
In a methodical way, whatever relates to this world, you have to organize these stuff. However, it has to go along with you internally always being connected to the upper force. He arranged, there's no one besides him for you. And you want to be connected to him above all these problems that he arranged for you. Spiritually speaking, you're restricting all these problems. You're going above the problems. You thank him for everything he sends, and you attach to him, cling to him above all these problems. Try to rise above the problems, to be thankful for these problems, and to be connected to him. And this is called you are restricting.
Okay, fine, thank you.
Try it until tomorrow.
Maybe I didn't understand. If I understood his question, and it's my question, he's saying, so if the Creator is giving you all these states, so it says that you have to ask the Creator to give you a full desire to annul, so why do you need that? Why can't you ask for the friends right away, that they'll advance, that they'll give contentment to the Creator? Why should a person ask for himself first, that the Creator will help him?
You have to organize your attitude with the Creator. That there's none else besides him. He sends it in the form of the good that does good. It's only that you accept it in your vessels as the opposite. You have to organize it in a direct manner as much as you can to ask the Creator so you can relate to these things this way. And in order to do that, you do it through the group. But this attitude is something you have to establish. When you run immediately to the friends, what does that help you?
That's exactly it. It's as if to go around that state and think of the friends.
Why should you think of the friends now? I don't understand.
If I think of myself, I'm in self-reception.
But you personally got this feeling from the Creator.
As a reminder to think of the friends?
It's not a reminder. It's a feeling and a certain, a very unpleasant state. Well, so why, when you run to the friends, what will you do with them?
I'll try to resemble the Creator by that there's no me, and I just want them to advance and give contentment, and I don't take up room, as we say.
How will you do that? Not to pay attention to what he does, the Creator, with you?
That's the question, because on one hand we say, no, go to the friends, not think of myself.
So you're running away. So yeah. That's not good. No, first establish the situation with him, and then go to the society. You're not yet ready for it. More?
Again, I didn't quite get this. There's no lack of problems in corporeality. There's an understanding that it's from the Creator and only He can help. Like, there's an understanding that He can help. The next state, that's what I heard, is we need to give gratitude. I understand that now.
To establish yourself and say that it comes from Him. Not from anywhere else. Everything is from him. What's next? If this is so, it came to me so that I, above what he sent for me, above what he established for me, I rise above it. When it comes to me, seemingly to me personally, to my will to receive, for me to rise above my will to receive and to turn to the source, to the Creator.
Here we need gratitude that I understand that it's an understanding that everything came from the Creator.
He arranged it for me for an ascent. So what do I do next?
This is how he lets me turn to him.
Yes, even before that, he gave you the feeling that it came from him.
And what next?
Where else did you get this brilliant idea that I got it from the Creator? You didn't get a telegram or something that it's clear to you. He gave you this thought. He sent a trouble, and along with the trouble, he sent you a thought. It comes from him. And then, along with it, with the trouble, you understand that it comes from him, so you can overcome this trouble. It will raise you to the next degree, to a higher degree. Then you're thankful for everything that happened to you, because it's for your advancement. This makes things completely different. You kiss the stick, and you understand that the restriction you're about to do on this whole problem that just appeared is a real favor from the Creator. You shift to the second half. It's with him. Now you're with him. You're working on this trouble with him. Together, along with him, you want to overcome. Let him teach me. How do I do it? How will I do it later? How can I overcome this state? How can I restrict it, etc.?
And what's the overcoming about? There's an understanding it came from the Creator, but the feeling isn't clear. What is the overcoming about?
If you have this feeling, he sent it to you. What do you do with this feeling? That's next. That's your overcoming. How do you turn this feeling that it comes from him to an action, to a force, to activate yourself correctly?
How?
Think. What do you do? You got it. So what do you do next?
It's not clear what to do with it. There's an understanding that it all comes from the Creator. There's gratitude that He sent it, have to think of him. The problem remains.
Can anyone advise him?
No.
No? Yeah, go ahead.
You have to work on happiness, even though you have that state.
Happiness, it's clear he has it. He already has it. If he understands, it came from the Creator to raise him in his degree, to establish a state for him, so it's clear.
Happiness isn't clear, the will to receive.
If I feel that this whole state, as terrible as it is, it leads me to a spiritual advancement, it's mitigation already.
Yeah, but what's more important, that it came from the Creator, that my will to receive is suffering, I have to work on it?
No, it's already clear that your will to receive is no longer suffering. Or maybe you haven't overcame it, you haven't risen. If you ascribe it to the Creator, you're no longer suffering. It's impossible to come closer to the Creator and still suffering. There is no such a thing.
That's the work. So I got it from the Creator.
Now you need to establish it on. This means that now you're restricting. What is this restriction? My attitude to the situation that came seemingly from some alien forces, I restrict it. There is no such a thing. I accept this state as something that's given to me to advance spiritually. What can I do next to advance from here on spiritually? That's the problem. We have no other reason for anything that happens to us in life, only for our spiritual advancement. So what do I do? Yes.
There isn't a state that comes from him that isn't an opportunity for correction. The correction is always in my attitude.
Yes.
My attitude towards the friends, towards connection, towards reality itself. What do I have to correct in my attitude? That's always the question that has to be in every state. On one hand, to get that state, that's from him. On the other hand, there's an opportunity for correction from my attitude.
You haven't added anything to us in the meantime. Do you have an answer?
I'm saying it's an opportunity to correct from my
attitude. We heard that. What's next? Okay, New York.
New York.
Yes. First of all, Rav, I wanted to say thank you again for such an amazing Congress. I feel like everyone in the room here and elsewhere are very grateful for what's probably the most beautiful and experiential moments of our life. And the question that I had was exactly what I didn't hear the friend receive in Israel. What happens after he feels the gratitude for the feeling that he got it from the Creator? Is it a second tzimtzum? Does he perform further restrictions on himself? Where does he go from here?
Very well. That's a very good question. Because if I now received this notion from the Creator that he sent me, this whole trouble I got, I feel, it's good. He sent it to me. It's from the Creator. Thank God. Oh, I was thinking it came from different sources in this world. Well, it's the Creator, so at least you have some good thought about it. There's a good goal here. So I recalled that I'm dependent and I'm connected to some upper force and there's nothing besides him. So, what I'm actually doing is, by that I'm mitigating myself. What's going on here? Right? So, thank God the Creator is there. If I have trouble, and the Creator is revealed, so I'm happy He exists. Right? Compared to having all the good things in my life, and if the Creator is revealed, now my situation is ruined. Am I wrong? So how do I come out of this situation to an ascent, to a higher degree? What does it mean to continue the restriction, the tzimtzum? You want to say? Go ahead.
Suddenly the 10 came out of focus. Now is the opportunity to turn this. I'm in a good state, great. I have the Creator, what about the friends?
Okay, we'll see. I haven't thought about that yet. More? Yes.
If there's happiness that it came from him, I think that what is revealed that I want to be his faithful servant now and be like him, like his qualities.
That can only come by the force of the ten. It's correct that there's room for that now, but only by the force of the ten. Otherwise, I remain in the will to receive only in a different way. Thank God that there is a Creator. He's revealed. I feel good, everything's nice, I can calm down now, whatever happens, I'm under his control. That's it, I reminded. I was always under his control, but now I discovered it. It's like I got this remedy. So it shouldn't be a tranquilizer. It has to be a leverage to advance. So what I need now is a 10 specifically, yes. Meaning the Creator, by this trouble and mitigation only by knowledge, by potential. He says it here, he's asking to come out for it to be something practical. So he leads me to attend. And then I start to actually scrutinize these things until they become practical, reality.
We have, it's 5 o'clock. Let's keep going or go to something else, or let's go to the society still. Song 27. I don't know why, but
החוט שוב נעלם, הכל חוזר להתחלה. אתה מרשיע את כולם, מתוך לבך עולה תפילה. כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה, והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה. כולנו נשמה אחת שוחים בים שלו, עכשיו הזמן שנחזור. אתה בוחר להתפטר כלפי החברים שלך, בעזרתם להינצל, הם העתיד הטוב שלך. כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה, והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה. כולנו נשמה אחת שוחים בים שלו, עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שנחזור.